Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Endtown play. Well, plays. This is play 9, the presentation of Mary at the Temple, the 9th of 10 so far in the can. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I hope to keep the pressure up in 2020, so to have the first half done by the end of the year. If you want to help that happen, become a patron today at www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support is vital. Or you can buy us a coffee at coffee.com, that's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Now, earlier in this sequence of plays, I was able to say that if you've listened to our Chester explorations, then there's another version of the play you can compare this with, except there really isn't. This is another unique account from the life of the Virgin Mary, now a young girl, and these plays are quite explicitly here to make it absolutely clear to the audience that Mary was definitely a virgin and provides witnesses. There are lots of different digital and physical editions of the Endtown play out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into this play. It was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare Irregulars sometime in 2019, so there are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released, and as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at BeyondShakes, or you can email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Mark Scanlon, Richard Fawcett, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton, and this is Play 9 of Endtown, the presentation of Mary at the Temple. Enjoy. So, this is the continuation of a Mary play which has been inserted into our cycle. We've just done the play of the Immaculate Conception, basically. Joachim and Anna getting it on to produce Mary. So this is now the story of Mary's presentation of the temple. This is the first part of making absolutely damn sure that Mary is definitely a virgin. No one can suggest for a second that she's not a virgin, because she's not only going to be presented at the temple, she's going to be given an entourage of virgins who will stay with her at all times, and they will return to great comic effect when she marries Joseph.
Am I seeing a bishop here?
Right, so we've just come from... So in the previous play, Joachim and Anne are shunned socially because they can't have children. And so when they go to the temple to present their sheep for sacrifice, they're shunned from the general congregation.
Well, it's his turtles rather than the sheep in the...
Yeah.
It's
turtles all the way down. And but the whole service that they run in this Jewish temple is talking
his
about the Trinity.
It's high Catholic mass. I mean,
it is... bizarre to the extreme. So it's this weird sort of... But occasionally it sounds a bit pagan as well. So it's sort of a weird combination of things. Anyway.
Is this a typo? Is it virgins unspeaking?
I don't think virgins are born.
Not unspeakable.
So what we'll do is... Richard, if you could be... If I could ask you... You're doing the introduction. You're doing the completio. You're having to stay as Anne. Okay. For obvious reasons, so therefore I think I'm going to be Mary, so that's fun. And Richard, if you could be, he turns up in a few pages' time, Issachar, mm-hmm. who is the high priest, and we'll probably also ask you to jump in and be Episcopus as well, because essentially they do the same function.
So I'm staying as Joachim.
Yep. Or should Mark be... would you like to be... You can be Mary, Mark, actually.
Mary?
Yeah, because you're obviously completely... It doesn't say anything after that, so there's no point leaving you sitting there doing nothing.
Okay.
So you are the Virgin Mary, which is in line with tradition. That's fine.
As a child.
As a child, yes. You're a young thing. Now, a lot of this is call and response stuff, or just actually simply
and we'll probably rattle through that fairly quickly, but we'll talk about it when we get to it. So let's see how it goes, because this is a very... there's a lot of music in this play, there's a lot of detail and bits and bobs which we may discuss as we go along. But
Issachar turns up quite soon, actually. Isn't
yeah, he's not that far in. It's not a long play. Anyway, start us off, sir. Give us a good opening before you turn into the Virgin Mary.
Sovereigns, ye han sen showed me ye before, of Joachim and Anne, here brothers holy metinge, how Our Lady was conceived and how she was bore. We pass over that briefness of time considering, and how Our Lady in her tender age and young into the temple was offered, and so forth proceed. This sentence said shall be high beginning, how the Mother of Mercy in this be our sped.
And so I'm just going to pause here, because there's a nice little repetition from earlier. I do like how she was born, we pass over that briefness of time considering. The playwright is very clear. We're not hanging around with the story, people. We're just going to rattle through it. I like this in a playwright. I think there's a lot to be learned from this. So, tell us about Mary.
And as a child of their 3 year age, here she shall appear to all people that been here present. And of her great grace now shall ye hear, how she lived heir to God's intent with grace. That holy meta we hold declare, till fortune ye how she did fare. Now of your speech I pray you spare all that been in this place.
So it's nice and brief, doesn't hang around, and so I was a bit scared for a second, you know, as a child of 3 year age, here shall ye appear, and I'm sort of going, she's got a lot to say at three. thankfully, 14 year, well, there's a time jump that's going to be indicated, which is lovely. Stage direction, here Joachim and Anne with Our Lady between them being all in white, as a child of 3 year age, present here into the temple, thus saying Joachim.
Blessed be our Lord, fair fruit have we now, Anne, wife, remember well ye, that we made to God an holy vow, that our first child the servant of God should be. The age of Mary, our daughter, is years three, therefore to three persons on God let us her present. The younger she be drawn, the better seemeth me, and for tearing of our vow of God, we must be sent.
It is as ye say, husband, indeed. Let us.
Yeah,
let us take Mary, our daughter, us between, and to the temple with her proceed. Daughter, the angel told us ye should be a queen. Will you go say that Lord your husband shall be, and learn for to love him, and lead with him your life? Tell your father and me your answer. Let's send. Will ye be pure maiden and also God's wife?
Father and mother, if it pleasing to you be, ye had made your vow, so soothly hold I, to be God's chaste servant while life is in me. But to be God's wife I was never worthy. I am the simplest that ever was born of body. I have heard you said God should have a mother sweet that I may leave to be... to see higher. God grant me for his mercy, enable me to lay my hands under higher fate.
Under this one is genuinely slightly harder than the other cycle, which is much more straightforward. Considering that you are three,
That is amazing.
That is quite... I'm assuming the actor is not literally three. I don't know how we do this. I mean, basically, I'm amazed it's not just, you know, I want a sweetie. you know, presumably it's because you're, you know, touched by God. And one of those great miracles.
I would have thought 13 would have been, rather than 3, would have been
They've said it 3 times, it's 3, and you know, she'll be with these handmaidens until she's 14. I think that's what the prologue basically says. So this is a miraculous speech by a very young child.
There's an interesting one, in fact, in the Infancy Gospel, because Joachim is pressing Anne to make the presentation at the temple when she is 1 year old, and Anne refuses. And then again at 2 years old, and she again refuses. And then at three, and the logic being, by that point, effectively, she won't be running after us when we come away from the temple. So there's some interesting logics in there.
In
as much as logic.
The question of whether she can...
It seems to boil down to getting rid of your children at the earliest possible
opportunity.
And your problem is?
And
the problem is it happened to love them.
Well, there is an interesting thing here, you know, a question of consent. You, little three-year-old, would you like to do this? Yes, that's an informed decision from Mary there. Anyway, she says what she says, and they all genuflect. I assume that's what that means. There's a lot of genuflecting going on. So...
Iwis, daughter, it is well said. Ye answer as ye were 20 years old.
That is true. With your speech, Mary, I am well paid. Will you go on alone? Let's see. Beth Bold.
To go to God's house, holy now behold, I am joyful...
Thitherward. Yes.
I am joyful thitherward, as I may be.
Wife, I am right joyful our daughter to behold.
So am I, wise husband. Now in God's name go we.
And you go to the priest.
Sir Prince of Priests, and it please you, we were that were barren, God hath sent a child to offer her to God's service. We made our vow. Here is the same maid, Mary, most mild.
Joachim, I have good mind how I you reviled. I am right joyful that God hath give you this grace to be among fruitful. Now be ye reconciled. Come, sweet Mary, come. Ye have a gracious face.
And again...
Joachim bears.
Yes.
And now says to God.
And now says to God. Right, yes.
Now
yes,
Father, yes. Son, and Holy Ghost, on God and persons three, we offer to thee, Lord of mighties most, our daughter, thy servant, evermore to be.
Thereto most bound evermore we be we. Mary, in this holy place, leave you we shall, in God's name. Now up ye go. Our Father, you're pressed. You're our priest, our father, our priest. Lo, doth ye call.
Mother, and it please you, first whole I take my leave of my father and Yao, my mother, always. I have a father in heaven, this I believe. And now, good father, with that father ye me bless.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen. Now ye, good mother.
In nominis patri et filii et spiritus sancti.
Amen. Now, our Lord, thank you for this. Here is my father and my mother both. Most meekly, I beseech you, I may your kiss. Never, now forgive me if ever I made you wroth.
Angry, yes. Yes, they're good observant Jews, as you can tell by the the nominee patris spiritus sancti.
And the stage direction,
and
she then kisses
father.
Dad and Mum.
Yes, I mean this is a typical medieval anachronism being implied and impacted. So everything happens at the same time. Time is an illusion.
It's the same as you see in the paintings where things, God knows how long apart in time, are happening simultaneously in the image.
It's exactly that, and and when you're, if this is part of a cycle or even a sequence of events in the street, sometimes these things literally are happening. You can hear him. You know, you might be doing the creation, and you might be able to hear down further in the town the screams of the crucifixion.
Or the end times.
And our concept of time is radically different from theirs.
Yes. Anyway, let us rattle forth, because there's going to be a bit of bit more ceremony going on.
Nay, daughter, ye offendeth never God nor man. Loved be that Lord, you doth so doth keep.
Sweet daughter, think on your mother Anne. Your swimming smite to my heart and deep.
Father and mother, I shall pray for you and weep. to God with all mine heart specially. Bless me day and night ever here you sleep. Good father and mother, and both, and Beth Mary.
Ah,
yes, oh. Beeth Mary.
Beeth Mary.
Yeah, yeah. It's we get quite a few of those Beeths in there.
Ah, whoever had ever such a child, never creature yet that ever was bore. She is so gracious, she is so mild, so should child to father and mother evermore.
Then should thou be blessed and please God sore. Husband, if it please you, not hence we go shall, till Mary shall be in the temple above there. I would not for all earth see her fall.
Come, good Mary, come, babe, I thee call. This pass prettily to this place pretend. Thou shalt be the daughter of God eternal. If the 15 degrees thou may ascend, it is miracle if thou do, now God thee defend. From Babylon to heavenly Jerusalem, this is the way. Every man that think his life to amend, the 15 psalms in memory of this maid say.
Now, Gries is steps.
Yeah.
And so what's happening here is for every step, you get a psalm. So presumably the staging here requires a staircase of at least 15 steps, which is an interesting idea. I don't know how you precisely do that, unless it's an escalator. Liz, could I ask you to read the Latin in between Mary's bits, and if we can just try and rattle through these relatively quickly, because they're not dramatically desperately exciting.
Maria, et sic de inceps usque ad finem. Ooh.
15.
It's 15. Yeah. 15. Samorum.
The first degree ghostly applied. It is holy desire with God to be. In trouble to God I have cried, and in sped that Lord hath heard me.
Ad dominum cum tribulare clamaquae et exaudiuit me.
The second is study with meek inquiries verily. How I shall have knowledge of God's will. To the mountains of heaven I have left mine eye. From Queen shall come help me tile.
Liavi oculus meos in montes, unde veniat auxilium mihi.
Raise my eyes to the mountains from whence came succour.
Yes. The third is gladness in mend in hope to be, that we shall be saved all thus. I am glad of these tidings been said to me. Now shall we go into God's house.
The Tartus sum in hais quae dicta sunt mihi in domum domini imibus.
Fourth is delighted in these things which are told me, we shall go into the house of the Lord.
Fourth is make obedience as is date to him that is above the planet Cephan. To thee I have mine eye set that dwells above the skies in heaven.
Ad te luari oculus meos, qui habitas in caelis.
Raise my eyes to you who dwell in heaven.
So what we're getting is effectively we're getting the gloss noted for each of the psalms that you're saying. And that's the reason why I want to read it is the idea is if we come to staging this, that actually that's something that's projected and in various different variations of what is being said around. To sort of show the various ways of saying the same thing simultaneously rather than... Because these are essentially what we're reading are paginated glosses, which would be in the script so that you could go and read on further.
Yeah, and these aren't just any old psalms. These are very central psalms.
Oh, yes. I mean, these are... There's a reason why this has been included. This is a very important section. Anyway, continuing.
The fifth is proper confession, that we be naught... without God thus, but God in us have habitation. Prevent our enemies should swell us.
Nisi quia dominus erat in nobis, dicat nunc Israel, nica quia dominus erat in nobis.
The sixth is confidence in God's strength alone. For of all grace from him cometh the stream. They that trust in God as the Mount Sion, He shall not be stirred, endless that dwelleth in Jerusalem.
Qui confident in domino sicut monstion, non commibitur in aeternum qui habitat in Jerusalem.
The seventh is undoubtful hope of immortality, in our Lord's grace and mercy. When our Lord converse our captivity, then we are made as joyful Mary.
In conuendo dominus capituatem Sion, facti summus sicut consolati.
The eighth is contempt of vainglory in us, for him that all mankind hath multiplied. But if our Lord make here our house, they and laboured in vain that it hath edified.
Nisi dominus efficanurit domnum, in juanum laboruant et edificant eum.
And that is the Nisi dominus.
Mm.
The ninth is a childly fur indeed, but with a longing love in our Lord that I is. Blessed are all they that God dread, which that gone in his holy ways.
Beat omnes qui timent dominum, qui ambulant in iuris eius.
That's interesting, because that actually is a change, I think, from what it normally is. It's normally Beatus via qui timet dominum, happy is the man.
The tenth is mighty sovereigns of carnal temptation, for the fleshy sights bend fares and fell. Oft youth is forthwith with such vexation. Thou sane God say so, clepid Israel.
Sepe expunarguent me a juente tute mea, dicat nun Israel.
The 11th is accusing of confession of iniquity, of which full noise is the noise. Fro, depnus Lord, I have cried to thee. Lord, hear in speed my simple voice.
De profundis clamavi et te, Domine, Domine, exuadi uocem meum.
The 12th is meekness that is fair and soft, in man's soul within and without. Lord, mine heart is not heavied on lofty. Nin minain be not looking above, about.
Domine, non es exaltum cor meum, neque ilati sunt oculi meae.
The 13th is faith therewith, with holy deeds don express, hath mend, Lord, of David, and of all his sweetness.
Momento domini, David, en omnis mansuetudinis eos.
The 14th is brotherly concord, Iwis, that nauseous love of creatures econ. See how good and how glad it is, brethren, for to dwell in on.
Ecce quam bonum et quam jocundum habitare fratres en unum.
The 15th is gracious with an accord, which is sign of godly love, semeth me. So now bless our Lord, all that our Lord's servants be.
Ecce num benedictice dominum omnes suriae domini.
Gracious Lord, this is a marvellous thing that we see here all in sight. A babe of 3 year age, so young, to come up these... So
Grace?
It's greases.
It's the same word again, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's usually grease.
Yeah.
But nothing is noted here, so maybe it's just a variation.
Scansion suggests it should be grease, isn't it?
Yeah, I go with grease, because we've had it before, and it is a word.
Yeah. To come up these grease so upright. It is an hey miracle, and by God's might, no doubt that she shall be gracious.
Holy Father, I beseech you forthright, say how I shall be relied in, rewild in God's house.
Daughter.
Ruled in God's house. Yes, so do that one again. Ask the question, because it's a long reply. Yeah. And for the listeners at home, of course, Richard has passed the baton quite a while ago from being the slightly dodgy temple leader to the sort of leader of service, which is, I think, we've established. There is quite a natural different structural character to those two people. You're quite nice now, whereas the earlier one we sort of established is a git. So just Just to, for the listener. Anyway, Mary's...
Holy Father, I beseech you forthright, say how I shall be ruled in God's house.
Daughter, God hath given us commandments 10, which shortly to say be comprehended in twain, and no must be kept of all Christian men, or else here judgment is perpetual pain. Same old.
Yeah, well, we didn't get the 10 commandments last week, but unfortunately...
Here they come again.
Here they come.
You must love God sovereignly and your even Christian plain. God first for his high and sovereign dignity. He loved you first, love him again. For of love to his own likeness he made thee. For of love to his own likeness he made thee. Love Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Love God the Father, for he giveth might. Love God the Son, for he giveth wisdom thou wist. Love God the Holy Ghost, for he giveth love and light. Three persons and one God, thus love of right. With all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all the strengths that thee bedight, then thou love thine even Christian as thyself withouten end. Thou shalt hate nothing but the devil and sin. Same old. God biddeth thee loving thy bodily enemy. And as for yourself here, this shall ye begin. Ye must serve and worship God here daily, for with prayer, with grace and mercy, so thee have a reasonable time to feed, than to have a labour bodily, that therein be ghostly and bodily meed. Your abiding shall be with your maidens five, such time as ye will have consolation.
This life me liketh as my life. Of here names I beseech you to have information.
There is the first, meditation, contrition, compassion, and cleanness. And that holy may...
fruition.
Ooh, what's that one?
Fruition.
Fruition, yeah.
Yeah.
And that holy may fruition. With these blessed maidens shall be your business.
Here is an holy
fellowship. I feel.
Fellowship. Here is an holy fellowship, I feel. I am not worthy among them to be. Sweet sisters, to you I kneel. To receive me, I beseech your charity.
They shall, daughter, and on the other tide see there been 7 priests indeed, to shrive, to teach, and to minister to thee, to learn thee God's laws and scripture to read.
Father, no new I hear names, well were I.
There is discretion, devotion.
Dilexion, I think, is...
it would be the study of words.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the quality of your maidens. You have a lot more than I thought you did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You see, yes, you have a lot of handmaidens. I thought it was only 3. But obviously I'm wrong. You seem to have a full retinue to keep you chaste. Richard, if you can go from there is. Up. Yeah.
There is discretion, devotion, dialexicon, and deliberation. They shall tend upon you busily with declaration, determination, divination. Now go ye, maidens, to your occupation, and look ye tend this child tenderly. And ye... Sirs. Yes. And ye, sirs, kneeleth, and I shall give you God's benison in nomine patris et filii et spiritus sancti. Et recede et cum ministrit suis omnis virgin et sticent. Amen.
Et recedit cum ministris suis, omnes virginis dicent amen.
Yes, so presumably they all go.
Returns to the ministry of his or her.
Yeah, to the ministers and the virgins, and they all say
amen.
To you, Father and Mother, I me commend. Blessed be the time ye me had brought.
Daughter, the father of our faith he must defend, as he of his might made all things of naught.
Mary, to thy soul solas he send, in whose wisdom all this word was wrought. Now go we hence, husband so hend, for out of care now we are bought.
And a he, They all leave.
Yeah, Welcome and Anna, Recadent, Dominin, they go back to their house.
Yeah, and she's left there, presumably up at the top of the ladder of all those steps, guarded by all these virgins. And so you're going to address the virgins in a moment. Lucky you.
Be the Holy Ghost at home, be ye brought.
Ad Virginis.
Sisters, you may go do what you shall. To serve God first here, as is all my thought. Before this holy altar on my knees I fall. Lord, seven petitions I beseech you of here. First, that I may keep the love and the law. The second, to love mine even Christians as myself dear. The third, from all that thou hatest me to withdraw. The fourth, all virtues to thee pleasant gnaw. The fifth, to obey the ordinariness of the temple econ. The sixth, and that all people may serve thee with awe, that in this holy temple fault be none. The seventh, Lord, I ask with great fear, that I may see ones in my love life, that lady that shall God's son here bear, that I may serve her with my wits five, if it please you, and it is not therewith to strive. With prayers prostrate for these grace I weep. O my God, devotion deep in me drive, that mine heart may wake in thee, throw my body sleep.
Here the angel bringeth manna in a corp of gold-like to confessions. The heavens sing, the angel saith.
So an angel bring manna in a cope of gold-like to confections. Aren't lovely.
Do we have an angel?
We don't. Would you like to be an angel, sir? You can be an angel, because you're not coming back on again. Alan, if you do the angel.
Marvel not, meekest maiden of my ministration. I am a good angel sent of God Almighty, with angels meet for your sustenation, ye to receive it for natural might. We angels to serve you day and night, now feed you therewith in God's name. We shall learn you the library of our Lord's law light, for my sores in you shineth signs of shame.
Thank our sovereign Lord, not sufficient thy my mend. I shall feed me of this food my Lord hath me sent. All manner of saviours in this meat I find. I felt never none sweet nor so redolent.
Each day therewith ye shall be content. Angels, all hours shall to you appear.
Mercy, my Maker, how may this be meant? I am the simplest creature that is living here.
In your name, Maria, five letters we have. M, maid most merciful and meekest in mind. A, averter of the anguish that Adam began. R,
yes. Regina. I want pom-poms. I want pom-poms. Give me an M. Give me an A.
What's that spell? What's that spell? In your name, Maria, five letters we have. M, maid most merciful and meekest in mind.
A,
averter of the anguish that Adam began.
R,
Regina Rigin, reigning without an end.
I,
innocent, be influence of less kind. Jesus kind.
Jesse's, I think.
Jesse's kind, I beg your pardon.
A,
advocate most authentic, your antecessor, Anna. Heaven and hell here knees down bend, when this holy name of you is said, Maria.
I once knew a girl.
Maria.
What do you do with an angel called Maria?
What mirror where?
I mean, it is. It's because again, what we don't have is the probable music element to this, because all of this must be underscored. All the psalms must have been underscored. The music of the angels. This is very much more like. Let's finish it off. Let's finish it off. Mary to the angel. Angel's still there.
Hello.
And Richard, if you could read the minister, because I'm assuming that the minister is effectively the same sort of figure as the previous two figures you've had before. Though in this, it's possibly. Literally, the local priest. See how it goes.
I quake greatly for dread to hear this commendation. Good, sweet angel, Why will you say thus?
For ye shall here have a salutation, that shall the succeed, it is said among us. The deity that deed shall determine and discuss, ye shall never be left here alone.
I cry thee mercy, Lord, and thin earth cuss.
Sorry, I cry thee mercy and thine
earth cuss.
I don't know what the cuss is. Mm.
Or kiss, actually, following with the stage direction.
Kiss, it is, yes. Kiss. Yes. Well done, everyone.
It's the German vowel.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
It actually says hic osculate terra, that's
where I picked that up
thine
from.
Thine earth kiss. Okay, give that one again, please. Okay. I cry thee mercy.
I cry thee mercy, Lord, and thine earth kiss, recommending me to that godhide that is trined in throne.
Hic osculate terra. Here shall come always an angel with divers presents going and coming. And in the time thou shalt sing in heaven this hymn, Jesu Corona Virginum, and after there cometh a minister fro the bishop with a present and saith,
Prince of our priests, Iscar by name, he hath sent you himself this his service indeed, and bade ye should feed you spare, for no shame in this time of meat no longer ye read. God, what the hell is that?
He says you can eat of this. That's very odd. Because obviously you've just been given... Is it you giving permission for her to eat of the stuff that the angel gave you? So it might be that it's to do with sharing it with... You say she can have it, and then she's going to share it with... virgins. So maybe it's a slight cocking a snook at the priest who says, "Ah, yes, you can have these heavenly things." Maybe. I don't know. Let's see how it reads. Mary, if you would carry on.
Recommend me to my father, sir, and God do him meed. These vessel's agents sown, I shall him send. I shall bear it to my sisters. I trow they have more need. God's full son is ever to his servants hinder than we wend. Sisters, our holy father, Issachar?
Yeah, we haven't quite decided precisely how it's pronounced, but we're going with Issachar.
Has sent us these service here right now. Feed you thereof heartily. I pray you not spare. And if out believe, specially I pray you, that the poor man the reliefs thereof have now. Fain, and I miss, I would do the deeds of mercy. Pure folk fain, God knoweth how. On him ever I have great pity.
So, it's almost like a giving alms to the poor suggestion here. We've got lots of little parallels again. We were talking about parallels with the life, the birth of Jesus, with the birth of Mary. There's an element of the doctors, Christ and the doctors here, with Mary's showing supernatural knowledge of scripture. Of scripture that doesn't exist yet. Yeah. I mean, all of this is the you know, let's talk about the Ten Commandments by immediately talking about Christ.
The thought I had actually when we got to that one with the start of there, which is the start of the bishop's speech, God has given us commandments 10, which almost groaned from the audience. Oh, yeah, do we have to go through this lot again?
And oddly enough, he then
goes off into
he doesn't really do
more
of the
Christian, more of the Christian.
Yeah, he doesn't do the Old Testament.
Version.
He doesn't do the straightforward.
He doesn't do the straight Decalogue, does he?
Okay, we have now. It's not really an epilogue. This is almost an epilogue / prologue to the next play, but it's not the next play because they've slotted another play in between that and the next play.
They were on the ball.
Yeah, the editor has done a lot of chopping and changing when selecting plays and putting them in place. So there's little bits where he says, this is coming next, but it doesn't, because that's not actually the next play in the sequence. So, Richard, could you read the... because you've done a lot of reading, isn't
The epilogue.
The epilogue slash prologue to the not next bit.
The Contemplatio. Lo, sovereigns, here ye have seen in the temple of Our Lady's presentation. She was never occupied in things vain, but ever busy in holy occupation. And we beseech you of your patience that we pace these matters so lightly away, if they should do with good providence, each on would suffice for a whole day. Now shall we proceed to her dispensation, which after this was 14 years. Time sufficeth not to make pausation. Hath patience with us, we beseech you here, and in short space the Parliament of Heaven soon shall ye see, and how God's Son come man shall he, and how God's Son come man shall he, or be, he, be, anyway, and how the salutation after shall be by God's holy grace.
Yes, and so yes. So basically, next up is the Parliament of Heaven, which... In the original Mary play sequence, which is slotted into Endtown, so Endtown is made up of an original East Anglian cycle, and then there's a Mary play, which we've just started here, which is why the verse is so different to what we've done previously. But in this edition, they then slot in a play, The Marriage of Mary and Joseph, which is from the original cycle, and then we go back to the Parliament of Heaven, which is what you just said we're going to go to. So there is a play in between this.
I mean, whoever the author was of this particular piece, they were certainly very fond of alliteration, weren't they?
Yeah, there's much more, I think, than
there's
in...
a heck of a lot more of it.
In the first six. And that's the other thing, is to be able to contrast those first six back with this. Because it is plainly a different voice. It's plainly a different voice.